We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yobeis Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Kuf Yobeis Amud Beis. It's said in the Mishnah that Vahakdeshos Shebo Yiftu, that if you have Hekdesh inside your possessions of Ir HaNedachas, so Aloch is Yiftu. So we have to qualify this Aloch, what are the Hekdeshos? Torah Rabban Hoibo, Kedoshim, Kochim is Beach, Yemusu. If it's Kochim is Beach, so then it dies. Kochim by the Gabayis, Yiftu. Kochim by the Gabayis, you can be poyde. Now, what's Pshah Kochim is Beach, Yemusu? L'chayr, we said that it's Shalala, Avoy Shalal Shemayim, so it's not included. That's why it should be killed. So why should we destroy it? So Tap Rashi, the right side, explains. He says, going Oilos Vashom Shom Shom Shom, and he'd like Kareen and Boaz called Behem, Dolivicharev, Doloy Behem, the Italian Behemo, El Behemo Shemayim, El Miesusa, who Lahakrev Kabonis Shom Shom Alalu. It's a Mies to make of these Kabonis, Shahut Chu Hilkoch, Yemusu. Therefore, you let it die. How do you let it die? Kain to Mysel Akipa, Machilnoi Son, Sairim, Achakreson, Nivkaas, Dafilu de Mayem, Osir. The halach is, you just let it die by itself. You can't kill it, but you can't bring it as a carbon either, because it's mias. But even though be'etzem, it's not chal, the dinim of irandachas on it, but it's mias, therefore you let it die. So that's the halach of kachem izbeach. Kachem izbeach is yiftu, you can pay it, everything is good. The money is good, the behemoth is good, there's no problems. The trumois, yiftu means you take, you pay it, you transfer the hekdesh onto the money, and the money you give to the hekdesh, and the behemoth is chulun. The trumois, yirkavu, we'll see more in the later on about that. The truma you let rat, but as strained because of you have to bury it. Rav Shimon Aimer, Behemta, Veloy Behemas Bechor, Umaisa. Behemta is coming to exclude Behemas Bechor, Umaisa. We'll see more what that means. Shlala, Pratla, Kesef Hekta, Shukasa, Umaisa. And Shlala's coming to Afuke, money of Hekta, money of Umaisa. That stays money of Hekta, money of Umaisa. Nothing happens to that, and that stays very good. Omama, Hoyba, Kodoshim, Kodshim, Mizbeach, Yemusu. If you have Kachim is back. For example, you have an oila and an asham, and you have chal on the city of Irandachas. The lach is that you have to put it into a room and let it die. Freitig Marakasha, why are we letting it die? Because it's mias to bring it for a carbon. I have a simple etza. Let it get a mum, and then I'll be paid it. I won't be bringing his payment. Behem will be chulim. I'll be eating for steak. I'll be eating in the local restaurant. That's not misusa to have an Irandachas. Big deal. And the money will go to buy another carbon. What's the problem? Let the money go back to the dava for a carbon dava. Why don't we do that? Someone has two terutzim. Rabbi Yechon Omar zevach rishom te'eva, that it's such a te'eva, so even the dom becomes aser. Even dom becomes aser when it was chal in this behema that became the rishom. Even the dom becomes aser, and that only happened by something that has dusha guf like a kachim mizbeach that was chal on it. It was in a city of Ir HaNedachas. Even the money will be misusa. That's how I'll take it. Even the money will be misusa. Rosh Lakish will be mias. So be mias. Rosh Lakish says, "Mom and Bailamu." Rosh Lakish says a different shot. Rosh Lakish says that we're talking about here a specific case. When it says kachim mizbeach yimusu, what was talking about was Mom and Bailam. It was a case of Mom and Bailam. Now, how is it possibly Mom and Bailam? You just said it was an oil of Asham. Mara says, "V'achav kachim shchayibach yusam." Rav Shimoni, there's a machloek is something that you chayiv to bring, and if something happens to it, you have to replace it. So then, the Rav Shimon holds that's called davar gerim lemamon, and that's called your money. For example, it's chiva no oinon that different dinim, and therefore the gavir dachas also would be considered yours. So therefore, since it's mamon bailim, so then you have no choice. You have to let it die because. You left to let it die because Lamaisa, it's also by no. I can't tell me, so why did you Musa then? Why don't you give it regular to the Mira Dachas? So, Rashi, because since it was Oila, it's not covered Shemaim to just burn it, so you let it die by itself. That's why. That's Pshat. So, when it says Yemusu, means a regular Kachem according to Rish Lakish, a regular Oila Shlom and Taka, you could let it get a Mum and be part of it. But we're talking here a case of Mum and Bailam, Kachem Shachai Bechirusam, and going to Rav Shimon. Freight the Gemara. Hamid the sefer Rav Shimoni. If the sefer is Rav Shimon, Reish la Rav Shimon. So it can't be pshat. Elo, but kachim kalim. The ratio that says kachim is beach yimusu. Again, it's talking about mama and bialim. How is it possible? By kachim kalim, like a shlom. But leave the Rav Yosi. Aglili d'amar kachim kalim, mama and bialim. Have a kachim kalim. Think about a kachim kalim. Ma yiftu. But kachim kalim. What are you saying? You could be yiruachi yisayvu. Let it get a moment. Be part of it, right? Tony said, "For culture, everybody's yiftu. Why don't you make a chilek right here and by culture is beach? But mad varamurim that yemusu because it's chal on it. Ir hanadachas because it's mom and bialim. That's dafka b'kachim kalim." Ava kachim kachim, which is not chal and ira dachas, it's v'yiru and v'yiftu. Why do we say that right? Mnei obey. Why do I have to go running to bedek abayis? The Gemara answers: Kivin the ika chatas shemesu ba lehodol misozlo. If this karma is a chatas, actually the loch is it has to die. Why? Because its owner is a rasha and the rasha died because the rasha got killed together with the ira dachas. So it's chatas shemesu ba leh. We know lachmoish v'sinai. There's five chatas that are mesos. One of them is mesu ba leh. So here, kivin the chatas shemesu ba leh. We also lepsikol. We don't say klal. We don't say that's not every kachim is yiftu. There are exceptions to the rule. Like a chatas which is kachim will not be able to be nifta because the bialim is dead. So that's the two pshatim in what it means kachim yimusu. We had a kasha. Why don't we let it get a mum? Parrot number one is, Rav Yechon says, even the money is chal, this issa. And according to Rish Lakish, she says, you're right, kachim is be'ach, could be yiftu, if it gets a mum. What are we talking about? Kachim kalim, which is mum and bialim. So the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Yechon, Lamech Rish Lakish, Chshiv Zevach Shem Teva. He holds that every kachim is be'ach, is Zevach Shem Teva, even if it's transferred to money. Elo Rish Lakish, my time alone with Rav Yechon. Why Rish Lakish Rav Yechon on? Chari has a pasuk. Only if the carbon is ben, the behemah is ben. But here, that has money, there's no din zevach sham teva. Given the shtani is down here, since it's money, there's no din zevach sham teva. Now we come to Rav Shimon. Try to explain Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Omer, behem techav, behem is bechara ma'isa. So we have to explain this, Rav Shimon. What is he talking about? Ramei asking him. If this Bechar and Ma'isa Tmimim, now remember, a Bechar, the way it works is that a Bechar that's born is automatically a carbon. It goes to the Kayin and the Kayin uses it as a carbon. If it gets a Mum, you don't have to pite it, it automatically is Chulun of the Kayin. That's the halacha of a Bechar. Ma'isa Behemah, the same thing. Ma'isa Behemah, the tenth Behemah that you do Ma'isa on, goes as a carbon. If it has a Mum, then the halacha is it's like chulim. It has certain limitations. You can't sell it in the shlach toys. You can't sell it in the butcher shop. You can't use it for plowing. You have to use it for eating. There's certain halachas. But it's bechar ma'isa don't need a pidyon. They themselves become chulim. So here we had a case. It says behem tekov lehem is my bechar ma'isa. Ma'is kini lima tamimim. If it's a tamim shlach shemayimu, then it's a carbon. So it's not chal ira dachas on it. Ella balimumin, a must be balimumin in shlalin. If it's balimumin, it's chul. So it is chal. So what is that? What's this myth? What are we talking about? Amar Ravina, and if it's tamim shlash shemayim, we don't need the pasuk behemtecha for that. We have shlalol lo shlash shemayim. No new pasuk behemta. Lashon of the pasuk guy is not behemtecha; it's behemta. But you don't need new drasha. You have shlala. And if it has a mum, then it's mamish taka a your thing. Amar Ravina lo oilim balimumin. And umisha necho b'taris behemta yotzuel she necho b'taris behemta el b'taris b'chara ma'iser the shlal shemayim nenu zok ravina pashut taris. He says, and you learned without learning Rashi, you learn like this pashut that b'chara ma'iser has a mum. You're right, it's chulim. You're allowed to eat it, but it has certain limitations. You can't bring it to itliz. You can't do something with it. So it has. It's not ramish behemta. It's not bashen. So it's a mumuyit from behemta. It's behemta of like b'chara ma'iser that has din b'chara ma'iser. Rashi guy learns a little different. Rashi says it has a shame levai. Zog Rashi on the right side at the bottom. Lo bali mumim. Fill hacha in a shrafi. Mashina lekra hachi. Behemto lemisha necha la bialim mataris behemtom. Yotzu elu shiyeshlem shame levai. She'ein echalim mataris behemtom. She'ein oimrim behemis ir adachas. Al behemis bachar meiser shir adachas. It's still called behemis bachar meiser, and therefore it's not called behemta. That's what Venus teres a partial teres. And pliga to Shmuel. He argued on Shmuel. Shmuel learns differently. Doma Shmuel, hakol karav v'hakol nifta. What does that mean? Ma'ika amar, hachkam. This is what Shmuel is saying. Kol shekarav kushutam, which is, let's say, a kachim's bech, let's say a oila. Kol shekarav kushutam, and the only way to make it chulin is, v'nifta kushubavum, that's mishlala imot. That's called shlal shemayim. It's not called shlala. But for kol shekarav kushutam, v'ina nifta kushubavum, someone is carved with tam, but it doesn't need a pidyon when it's bamum. That would still be called shlala. It is a numiyat of behemah. So what state in Shmuel is, and it says Pliga the Shmuel. So what is Shmuel saying? Shmuel is saying is that what Rabbi Shimon is talking about is not a Balmum. It's talking about a Tam. Tam is Shlal Shemayim. Zokter Shmuel, no, that's not Shlal Shemayim. Because Harai is that when it gets a mum, you eat it straight. So it's not Shlal Shemayim. It's a new meat, Behemta. So it comes out, Shmuel learns, uses a new meat, Behemta, for Bechar Umayser, that's a Tam. If it's a Balmum, Taka, it's also according to Shmuel. If it's about Moses, Taka also. It's called Shlala. He doesn't agree to Ravina. He doesn't agree to Ravina. He has a different pshat in Rav Shimon. He doesn't agree to Ravina. It's Taka Shlala. So Nafkamina number one in Shmuel, Pligat Shmuel is, Ravina holds a Balmum of a Bukhar Meiser is not Aser. And according to Rav Shimon, according to Shmuel, it is Aser. According to Rav Shimon. Shimon is only saying that Miyat on the Tam. That's one Nafkamina that Shmuel is changing. Another nafkamina that Shmuel is changing is that according to Shmuel, a kachim kalim will get burnt as well. A kachim kalim, so that's one nafkamina. Saying the Shmuel b'char ha'mum is b'sayif and ravina is mutter. And also that this din that tamim is like a tamim will be like regular shal shemayim. Mashain ketana kama is mum and bialim. We're saying over here now, because of behemta, a bachar that's a tam, a bachar tam, is muyat, it's shlal shemayim. According to the man before, we, shlokish, for example, we said this was considered kachuk, we know this is kachuk kalam, this is considered yours. Kachuk kalam is mum and bialim. It'll be saif. So that'll be nafmin also. So Rav Shimon is, so like this. According to Shmuel, what's Rav Shimon arguing on? What's he arguing on? According to Ravina, Rav Shimon's arguing the din of Balmum. Tanakama holds a Balmum is Shlala. Comes Rav Shimon, according to Ravina, and says, no, it has a Shem Levi, or because it has Itlas, so it's different. According to Shmuel, the Machlekes, Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon is, Rav Shimon Tanakama is, on a Tamim. That according to Tanakama, Thomas Mamam Bailam, it's Chalamet. According to Rav Shimon, no, it's a miyat on a tamim, because he said Bam and Bailam is Bam and Bailam. But the only thing is, this whole particular title only works for your shlokish, not for Rabbi Yechina. Now, if you have Yechina, so Rabbi Yechina has to learn like a Ravina, cannot learn like Shmuel. This whole cheshbon that we said over so beautifully, listen over again to get it to hard cheshbon, is Marshal cheshbon. And if you need more help, you can look at a chart in the art school, which is a very complicated chart, or you can listen again to what we just said. We explained it how this is only good, the fee, Rish Lakish, not according to Rabbi Yechina. Zogti Mora Vaita. Terumois Yirkavu. Om Rav Chista, Loi Shah. It says in the Mishnah that Terumois, you let it rot. Now, what exactly are you talking about? Chuma from who? Chuma from where? Om Rav Chista, Loi Shah, well, Chum Viad Yisrael. Chista first tries like this. He said like this. The truma is still in the Yisrael's hand. He didn't give it to the kohen yet. So there we say Yirkavu. Why Yirkavu? So Rashi explains because it's not going to get burnt. Why not? Because maybe I'm giving it out of the city to someone. So maybe it belongs to a kohen out of the city. And don't say I can eat it. The kohen, I give it to the kohen. He can eat it because maybe I was planning on giving it to someone in Russia over here. Therefore, you let it rot. That's why truma yad Yisrael should be rot. I have a truma yad kohen. But if it's raining, the Yad Kayin, he's living here, and he did it, and he's living here already, he'll get burnt. Because it's part of the Shlala city, it's Shlala. That's what Rav Chista says. Moshe Rav Yosef, it says in the Mishnah, Ma'isa Shein, because Kayin is Yugnazu. But Ma'isa Shein of Yad Yisrael, Kachum Yad Kayin, Dami. Ma'isa Shein of Yad Yisrael is like a Chum Yad Kayin. It's yours. Viktani Yugnazu. And it says that Yibigan is it. So Elamai, you see, since it has the aspect of Gavaya in it, so therefore, so here it's not called shla. Yigazu doesn't say sreifa, right? Yigazu. So you see, it has a certain extent of shla shemayim to it. And it says to be yigazu, even though it's your mama, it doesn't say tisareif. So therefore, we have to change Rav Chista's halacha. Ela yitma, achi yitma. Amar Rav Chista loy shonu al chumu viad koyin. No, loy tshono el av a tshuma v'yad koyin. Av a tshuma v'yad Yisrael. This whole din is dafka tshuma in the koyin's hands. Av a tshuma in v'yad Yisrael, it's no problem whatsoever. To nosein l'koyin shavir acheres. Which means like this. The tshuma in the koyin's hand is your shlal. It should be burnt. The reason why it's yirkavu, because it's kovet shemayim. You don't burn a tshuma. But better you can burn it, because it belongs to you. But Yad Yisrael, you can't give it to a Kohen who didn't do Avodah Zarah. Give it to a Kohen in a different city, or even a Kohen in this city didn't do Avodah Zarah. Lo Yisrael, it should be a Kohen, is Yirkavu. And Yirkavu would really be Sreifa, just to cover it's not. Avot Truma, but Yad Yisrael, to Nosa Kohen's Be'er Cheres. But Truma, in the hand of a Yisrael, that you give to a Kohen in a different city, or Rashi says even in this city, as long as you didn't do Avodah Zarah. That's what you do, you give it to a different Kohen, because Truma Yad Yisrael is not Chal, it's Mam Shlal Shemaim. Until I give it to a Kohen, it's no one's Mammon, it belongs to Truma, and therefore, it won't be chal on any din of Iron Dachas.